Hello, this is Vivi on 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble, with English Talk Radio. My guests today are Martin Kirschgesner, President of Radio Campus Grenoble, Axel Barnet, Treasurer, and Vincent Merus, Secretary. Hello and welcome to English Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, thank you very much.
So, how did you get elected? I don't remember voting for you.
Indeed, you did not. That's right. But that's a good question. It's an election in a very small committee, which is the board committee. We are only 10 people in this. The majority of them are not active in the radio anymore, but they were, and they did much in the past. But they are just here as a kind of a safety net for the radio. So they basically elect the board. And they did elect us. And they're just here for, as a legal security, if something bad happens or something. So that's why the election is really close.
A secret cabal.
Yeah, this is a special way of a functioning way for an association. It's defined by the status. Mm-hmm. The association, so it's like that for us, but not for every association.
So that's the first question. And the second question is, there weren't exactly a huge line of people outside the door waiting to do your jobs. These are volunteer jobs. You all have other lives.
Yes.
Jobs, or are you a student or are you working?
I am, yes, both. Student and working.
I'm a student too. It's my last year of engineering school this year. Yeah, I guess I am.
So when you decided to do this, you had to think seriously. It's going to take time. It's going to take time away from studies.
Yeah, it takes some time, but I think all the three of us were pretty active in the radio before we enter the board, and that's why actually I think Martin came to us with Axel to ask us if we were motivated to do the job we need to do today, because like the old president Pedro asked Martin to take his place, because he was there like during 25 years now, and we needed to do something new.
Just don't call him old Pedro. I don't think he would appreciate that.
No, but you said there might not be much people applying. I don't know. There may
people
be some
interested.
People interested, yeah. Because we have a frequency on the air, and that's very precious these days.
Right.
So there might be some people interested. I think we could find if we want, but it's not an open position. It's we enter in this position by a proposal. Mm-hmm. So it happened that way. The old board firstly proposed me as a president, and I accepted. Yeah, I know. Like you said, it's a bit more. It's a different work. I wouldn't say more. It's just that I'm changing my the things I do for the radio. But it's proposed, and so as the former treasurer wanted to resign too, I had to find a complete new team.
Right.
And this is where Axel and Vincent come in, because they were pretty active last year.
It's a proposal. It's like a wedding demand. Like you're you're married to the radio now.
You are married to the radio. You are the representing the radio. Yes.
And divorce is not possible.
Well, no, it's possible to resign. I mean, everything is possible because it's benevolent. So after all, we could stop at some point. Things happen.
So what are your responsibilities? Axel, you're the treasurer. What are your responsibilities?
Yes, so I'm the treasurer. That means I'm in charge of have a look on what is going on in the account of the radio association. And the transmission is still working, so it's still running. So I'm still learning what is my position. But basically, I have a look regularly on the costs and on what is
What's happening with the money. You have to look and see what's happening.
Yes, mm-hmm. To verify every month what was going on the last month. Mm-hmm. And we have to make sure that there is enough money, basically, in the radio to make it...
keep it running.
Yes, yeah. Keep it running.
All right, Vincent, you're the secretary. What are your responsibilities?
I guess my responsibility is to make some summary resume about everything's happening in the radio, when you have some meetings or where we speak to each other or everything, like make some, yeah. So, okay, so that happened. But I guess the main thing we do, all three of us, is just to make the radio, like keep the radio in good health, like welcoming people, be present, encourage people to do some stuff, new shows. We also teach people how to do it if they're not used to it. It's mainly, I don't know, like mommies and daddies of the radio, I guess, like being there for everyone.
So you're passing along information. You are keeping yourself aware of what's going on at La Radio so that you can pass on specific things to certain people. For instance, you might say, I think Martin needs to know about this, or Excel needs to know about this, or there may be things that are so that nobody needs to know about them. Martin, what are your responsibilities?
Well, I would say that Vincent also brings a third voice in the mm-hmm. board, and it's important mm-hmm. because we always discuss everything. So generally, mm-hmm. we just mail each other provincially all day, but it's important. We never take decisions alone, so it's important that we are.
Oh, it's absolutely important that you all have to have your say, because you know you can't be autocratic and say I am the president, therefore I decide.
Yes,
because that's unhealthy in an association like Radio Campus Grenoble. It would be an anathema.
Yes, and. To come back to the election, for example, many people can say that it's a kind of autocratic because it's, we are elected kind of between each other. But actually, this is only for the administration part mm-hmm. of the radio. So there is still a quite independent music and programs committee who are also benevolent and who have a complete power on what we broadcast every day. So it's a bit different. So your question was about myself, what I'm doing.
Your responsibilities. But I want to say, before you finish this subject, is there has to be a certain amount of privacy for the situation at La Radio, for instance, financially. You don't want to go blabbing to everybody about what's going on financially. And decisions that have to be made, you have to weigh them, you have to think about them, you have to talk to your co-team. And you don't want every single thing to be out there before you've made the decision.
Exactly. Well, usually we discuss them in the open. It's not so close. But in the end, yes, there has to be a decision. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. but we need to keep track of what people in the radio thinks, after all, because otherwise we would be alone, and that's definitely not the goal. So.
And we're also very close to Emily, Chris, and Pierre, the three main people working actually every day at the radio, because like I said, they're working there every day, and so they're really they actually know what's happening, and it's very important to discuss with them when we take
and
some decisions.
Yes, they are really doing the big job at the radio. We are here like...
But they also get paid, Excel, and we don't.
Yes, yes. Yes, I know. But
right, let's get back to Martin, because I know he's trying to avoid telling us his responsibilities. Oh. Okay, Mr. President.
What I'm doing here? Well, I'm joking, saying that I'm going to prison for the others if something happened. But technically, that's it. I'm the one responsible for anything that happens in the radio. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been told that over the past 25 years, things have been fine, so I don't worry much. But that's the main responsibility. So I have to sign papers in the name of the radio. Because like we say, yes, the radio has three employees who are really doing the everyday work, which is... really important for the radio to work. So we have to, for example, to ensure that they can work, that they are they fit the job, and so on. So that's the most important part, I think.
So when you sign these papers, do you put your name and then do you put underneath president?
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't yet, because you need some time to declare it at La Préfecture.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
need to get back a paper stating that, yes, I'm president. We're still waiting for that paper, but it will happen.
Well, somebody has to be responsible, ultimately. Yes. You can make all the choices together and decisions together, but ultimately your hand goes up because your name is there.
Exactly, that's the one which is publicly available, right. etc.
Yeah. Right. I would imagine you have to love radio too,
yeah,
to do this, because it's a very different business.
That's how we started.
Yeah, exactly. And so you love radio, Axel?
Yes. For me, it's yes, radio is love. Exactly.
And yeah, me too. Like, I have a show on the radio too on a Friday evening, musical show, and that's how I.
You are wearing the sweatshirt tonight.
Yeah, actually I do. And
what's this show?
Yeah, it's
You preempted my next question. Go ahead.
Okay. So yeah, I started at the radio almost 3 years ago, and I came to the it wasn't Emily. It was I forgot her. Anyway, Elisa, I came to see her and I asked her, like, we were a team of friends and we wanted to make a show about electronic music. And she was very nice to her and said, okay, let's record something. And yeah, 3 years now, we are still here and it's really nice. And I guess all three of us, we started first with a show.
Yes, you have a show.
Yes, also. I started at the radio with Là-haut dans l'océan. I came and I wanted to be part of this show because it was already existing. It's it was born with Denis Morin, and I had the idea to be part of this.
And you
so
did?
Since more than 1 year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, every 2 weeks we are doing it. On Tuesday this year.
Quelle heure, madame?
Late in the night, it depends, but the official hour is 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Martin, I know you have a show.
I do. Every week, I'm the speaker for what I call Magnetophony, which is the program about documentaries, fictions, radiophonic creations, so everything a bit weird that we need some, for which we need time to play. So sometimes I just play an hour of documentary, and it's every Monday. I do it every Monday at 12:30 noon. It's for an hour. And it's broadcasted again on Sundays, just before English Talk Radio, at 11:30. Every week, almost. But I'm trying to broadcast different things on the different,
mm-hmm.
I mean, contents that we are not used to hear on the FM, on the radio in general.
So all these shows you can find on podcasts. You all have podcasts. And so if you go to www.campusgrenoble.org and go into podcasts, you can find all these shows.
Exactly.
Plus you can find English Talk Radio.
Of course.
Of course.
Carry on. Are you going to say something? No. All right.
I didn't say the name of my show. It's Arteresis.
We should be making this video. You are listening to 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble. So, have you had to deal with any radio-related dramas since your inauguration?
Ah, you're trying to make us speak up and reveal everything.
I want the secrets.
Well, Not much. Officially we started in November, so it's quite early. And anyway, we were involved already in the different committee and discussions. So no, there hasn't been major dramas, but we have important missions, I would say.
How often do you meet, the three of you? When something happens, or...
Maybe every 2-3 weeks,
yeah,
I would
once
say.
Every 2 weeks or something. Yeah, yeah.
At least.
Yes, formally.
Yeah.
We stay in touch by email very frequently. And by WhatsApp and all the messages. But we formally meet once or twice a month.
Yeah. So you get into a nice regular rhythm where you meet once or twice a month, and then something dramatic will happen and you'll all have to rush around and meet up. And I expect to do an interview on that, so don't forget me.
Oh, well, we could meet every day if needed, but...
So let's get back to Radio Campus Grenoble. How many shows right now... And how many people involved at La Radio?
You prepared the question.
Yes, as you see. There is about 40, 45 shows. And plus, I think there is this year 7 new shows. So it's quite a number.
So how many people total? You know, I'm not just counting us volunteers. I'm counting everyone, the salaried people, the volunteers. How many people... approximately are involved?
In total, it's about 120 persons.
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
Yeah,
really. It doesn't change that much. Every year that I've been doing English Talk Radio, it's around 40 shows. It's around 100 plus people. So, Axel, you are the money person. You have to keep your eyes on how many people for membership income.
Yeah.
Plus money for salaries. Tricky what about rent and utilities? You don't pay those at EV.
Yes, we are paying sum for the utilities. Yes, for EV building. For the EV building, it's... Yes.
They're making you pay.
It's a small amount.
But you still pay?
Yeah.
I see. I didn't know that. It used to be the other way around. Vincent, you take all the notes and remind everyone what they said, even if they don't want to hear it. You can point and say, yes, you did say this. Plus, you must have to keep records as the association is a formal one.
Yeah, sure. I guess it's... In an association like this, we need to have some feedbacks about what's happening, some resume and all, so I guess it's my job to do it. But everyone wants to hear it because everything is so interesting. Everything's happening here. It's very interesting. Yeah.
You always keep track. You can't forget it. Yes.
All right. When you've done these jobs for a little bit longer, because it hasn't been 6 months yet.
No.
So at the 6 month point, half a year, you can look back and you can say, okay, so this is the graph of how it goes. We had to do this, which you didn't expect. This was normal, and this was unsurprising, and this is what surprised us. Because I think that kind of a record, not just your formal record but that and your financial record, but that kind of a record is very useful for someone who comes after you.
Yeah, exactly. And as Axel said before, we need to learn the administrative part, the things you have to keep in the books, the things we need to apply, to sign, to, I don't know, a few formal things to learn.
Right.
And then you have the real animation of the association life, which is a part, well, we were already involved in this, so we know it a bit, but now we have a more hand on this.
Right.
So we're only starting. So like you said, there used to be always the same amount of shows and people involved, but we hope it will be more and more each year. And for example, we would like to start communicating a bit more on the campus to bring more students around. Hopefully more people, more new experiments, more people learning to make a radio show, things like this. We will try some things.
Yes, I just wanted to add maybe to have a grant from the university. It would be wow.
Oh, great. This is the financial person begging on English Talk Radio for money. Yeah. Okay.
No, but you were asking about drama, and that's a real one. The university is not funding the radio anymore for the past 2 years.
Did they say why? They couldn't afford it?
I think they can afford, but it's more, it's about a very formal issue. They started to introduce criteria for the funded associations. They required the board to include a majority of students, and it wasn't the case with the former board, so this ejected the radio at this point. So we are still discussing with the university. I think we will find some solutions.
Okay, so you're in discussion still.
Yes.
Okay. Do they realize what an important part of the university it is? They do understand that.
Yes, they do. It's just that we need to find a way to formalize it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, of course they do understand that they have a media on the campus. They want to use it a bit more for communication, at least.
It's a voice.
Yes, it's important, and also it's a good experiment for students. Many students cross the radio and discover completely that it's not only about sitting behind a microphone and saying, "Hello, mom." It's a bit more than that. Many are disappointed, but...
Do people actually do that?
Yes. Yes, that was my very first surprise when I stand sometimes at the radio. It's how many students are really discovering that, yes, it's not most of the part of the job is behind the microphone and before and after show itself.
Well, I tell students all the time when I see them get behind the microphone, get comfortable with the microphone. The microphone is your future. It may not be something you hold in your hand. It may be something in the room. It may be something attached to your shirt, but you're going to be on the air. It's the it's our future. I mean, it's not going away. It's getting bigger. And so I think to have the radio actually at the university, it'd be short-sighted not to support that. There, see? I can say what I want on English Talk Radio. So, best part of the job, Martin?
It's watching and the employees, because usually it's their first job. So, you know, when you make a job interview, you just get to know people. It's hard to tell if they will fit, what will happen, and so on. And it's really interesting to see how they evolve in the radio. What they sometimes they really their personality can be really evolving during the years that they spend at this job. And it's interesting to be, managing them at this place. That's my favorite part.
Progress.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So how often do you meet? You've told me that. You have formal meetings once or twice a month. That's going to slow down. It'll get to be once every 6 weeks, and because you'll get organized and you'll know what you're doing and you won't have to do it so often.
Yes, but we like to have beers together, and that helps.
It's the beer, is it? Okay, so does this interview count as a meeting?
Why not? Yes.
Yes, I would say yes, Vincent.
Okay, I want to see the notes afterwards, Vincent. So, how long is your tenure? When can we kick you all out?
3 years.
25.
It's true that the former president had been there for 25 years. He was the founding president, so that was... a bit impressive when he proposed me this position. I'm not planning to spend 25 years here. So the official tenure is for 3 years. Actually, it's more flexible than that. So this is what the papers say. And then we discuss and see what happens.
Thank you. I'm not used to sharing a microphone. I think that's about right. I think people stay too long in some, especially in volunteer jobs. I've been a volunteer all my life, and there are some times when you think, how on earth can we get this old fossil out of here because they've been going on for too long? And they're stuck. You know, they're repeating themselves, and they're not looking around and seeing that life's moved on. So I think if we, you know, if we say after 3 years, ah, you're doing a great job, yeah, why don't you stay around for 3 more years? I think that's a much more healthy attitude.
It's also a matter of finding the people to transmit all this power.
That's true. That's true.
I think that I have been struggling a bit with this point. I don't know, but you should ask them.
It takes time. Okay, this is my last real question. In 10 words or less, tell English Talk Radio listeners why they should listen to Radio Campus Grenoble, apart from English Talk Radio, of course.
Because we broadcast the best music in Grenoble, first. Mm-hmm. We have the best shows, second. No, because we're really different from other other frequencies. This is why. Because we're original. This is our special, where we need to do something unique. And this is why it's interesting. And every show.
It's a good job that Vincent's not doing the money. He went up to 30 words there, not 10.
I would have said just to listen to something different. Yeah. And that fits in the 10 words. And really, that's the motto of both the program and music committees. Just bring in something new, something different, something fresh.
Well, also, you ought to say, and this is very important in Grenoble, where we have so many international people, you have international music. It's not just French music.
Not enough, but we have to broadcast French music.
I understand that. Yeah.
This is something we could explain to our English listener. We need to broadcast, we have to broadcast a third of French-speaking songs, so that's the law.
And also, the shows are produced by volunteers, and volunteering means, like, I want to do it, I'm passionate, mm-hmm. I want to share something, so... It's
quality.
Like a feeling.
It's quality.
You feel
show.
Something. It's just not. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Axel, 10 words or less. Why should we be listening to Radio Campus Grenoble?
I would say it's a very open-minded radio first, and yes, it's quality job. Even for it's volunteers. It's really quality shows. And we have a real great team, I think.
Oh, I don't think you're too bad at all, even if I didn't vote for you. Thanks for being guests on English Talk Radio. I was talking to the Radio Campus Grenoble board, Secretary Vincent Meruse, Treasurer Axel Barnet, and President Martin Kirschgesner. Good luck to all of you.
Thank you, Viviane.
Thank Thanks. You.
You can listen to English Talk Radio Wednesday 1900, Sunday 12:30, and don't forget the podcast, www.campusgrenoble.org. And you can also listen to all the shows we talked about today. Just look at the podcast. Thanks to our technician, English Talk Radio.